Hi, I'm Emily Mathon, parent coach, and this is the audio guide for Envisioning Summer. I wanted to offer some support and guidance as we shift gears from distance learning to summer break. Grab yourself a notebook and a pen and the handout from the website so that you can take some notes. You can pause the recording if you need to. Okay, to get started, let's do a little reflection. You can refer to part one of the handout. So over the past several weeks of distance learning, I'd like you to reflect on a few questions. What has been working for your children during this time of distance learning? I know some parents have really embraced the lack of structure and allowed their kids to play freely, and others have built routines and structures and schedules to keep things organized. So what has worked for you as a parent and for your family? If you need to pause and write, go ahead and do that. The next question is, what are you thankful for saying goodbye to? So many parents are really grateful to not be managing classroom assignments anymore, Zoom calls with the classes, monitoring screen time. So what are you thankful for saying goodbye to? And then the third question of reflection is, what has been working for you as a parent? And this question is really around your self-care. So what has helped you stay grounded and calm through these past several weeks? And I want you to think about two things in particular. One, are what are the things you've been doing on a proactive basis, like maybe getting up and exercising in the morning, making sure you're doing some meditation, things like that, and even lowering expectations overall. I know a lot of parents have reported those things. But then also, what have you done in the moment when things, some tough moments to return to a calm, grounded place? So what has worked for you? And again, if you need to pause and write, go ahead and do that. Okay, so now we're going to switch gears to summer planning. So it's helpful that you've done some of that reflection before you build your plan for the summer. So now you can refer to the second part or part two of the handout that lists these tips. So the first tip is identify your anchors for the day. So this could be both for you, what you need as a parent, but also what has been working. Again, drawing on what's been working for your family. So it could be that getting up and exercising or getting up and having meditation time before the kids get up or getting up and getting some work done before the kids get up. A lot of parents have reported that that is very helpful. Are there certain things like nap time or having quiet time after lunch that has worked that you want to continue? Could be that having meal times together is something that really brings you together and creates those anchors. Any work expectations that you might have, building those in as anchors. And then some families have enjoyed specific family time after dinner or whenever it works for the family to go for a walk or watch a show or play a board game. So what are your anchors for the day? And these could change from day to day. Okay, the second thing is to identify patterns that work for you and your kids. So you might have noticed that your children are much more independent in the morning and then need a little bit more guidance and support in the afternoon. Or it could be vice versa. They need some more support in the morning and they can function independently in the afternoon. If there are tasks that you need to get done, that you need to focus on, are there certain times of day that those need to happen? So what patterns work for you? What patterns work for your children in terms of energy level, focus, support, things like that? Okay, the next part is communicating your plans, communicating the expectations and whatever limits you have. And, you know, the first part of that is really identifying what are those limits, what are those expectations now that you're shifting from the school-created assignments and expectations to what is going to work for you and what do you need as a parent and as a family. You know, some things that people talk about are screens. Now we're shifting the screen use from the distance learning to summer. So what are your expectations? It could be that, like in our household, there are certain things that the kids need to do before they can get on screens. There are certain things that they can use the screens for and other things they need additional permission for. So what are the expectations you have around screens? What about chores? Are there certain chores that they need to be doing? There are certain additional chores that they could take on now that they have more time in their day. And again, how are you going to communicate this? It could be that you have a daily schedule. It could be that you have a weekly schedule. So how are you going to plan this out? And then how are you going to communicate it? We have a small whiteboard that we use that I update on a daily basis based on what's happening that day. Some families have talked about using a particular wall and putting sticky notes up there. You might have a calendar that you use for your family that you refer to. So how are you going to communicate these plans and expectations? The fourth thing is brainstorming a list of different activities. So there are independent activities that they can do on their own. There are guided activities or joint activities that you might do as a family. And then there are other things like creating projects for, especially for older children or children who really like to have a focus, that you could brainstorm some of these and get their input. So independent activities range from, you know, playing with their toys and reading, fort building, playing instruments, writing a story, to baking if they're a little bit older, or making crafts, playing outside depending on where you live, making cardboard creations, doing yoga or stretching. It could even be playing a game or reading with a family member over FaceTime or Zoom if you have that capability. So brainstorming a list of things that they can do on their own that they can draw from, and either, again, keeping that as a list, or we have a jar with different slips of paper of ideas. I even put them on the whiteboard, some suggested independent activities for the day. And then the guided activities. What are some things that you would like to do together? Maybe go on family bike rides, go on different hikes. If you have that a little bit further out, could be close in where you live or further out. There might be places that are open that you could take a trip to, like different pickings, fruit picking, or rivers, or places that are more interesting than just your neighborhood that you've been to. You could have projects around the house that you really want to get done that you could get the kids involved with. And then fun things like dance parties, water balloon fights, things like that. And then in terms of long-term projects, this might be the opportunity for your child to take on writing that novel that they've talked about, or creating a comic book, or maybe planting a small garden or some small plants that they can tend to throughout the summer, or learning a new skill like an instrument or a language. Or there might even be a service that they could offer to a neighbor, community member, or a family member. Again, even those reading to an elderly family member might really bring that connection and give them some purpose. And the last thing is just to be flexible, be willing to be flexible, be willing to adjust as things change. We might get more information about guidelines that we need to, you know, shift gears, or things might open up or close back up, that you might notice those patterns shifting and changing. You might get new ideas. So being flexible is really helpful, and just knowing that, like, you don't have to stick with this plan, that having that structure can be really helpful, and then being flexible within that structure. Well, I hope this guide has been helpful in constructing a plan that will work for you and your family over the summer. I would be happy to support you in developing or troubleshooting your plan, either over the phone or through video. You can send me a message and we can schedule either a 30-minute or a 50-minute session. You can find me at empathyparenting.net and click on Contact Emily. Thank you so much for listening.